This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, coming to you again at this time with another message from God's Word. And we're studying now in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we're looking there at the fall of Jericho, how that by faith, those individuals, those people obeyed the Lord. And we see now that it's so much better to obey than to sacrifice. But we're going to look back there in just a moment. But I want to bring you another one of our choir songs. And then I'll tell you how you might receive them if you'd like. So would you just listen for a moment as our choir sings? Precious blood. Amen. What is your hope this morning, my friend, tonight? What is your hope? Do you have a hope? Mine is the blood, the precious shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which washes away all of our sins. Can you sing that? We have a little song here, Under the Blood. We'll get it out one day and sing it for you, play it for you. But we're looking at the fall of Jericho, and we were looking at the faith, how that faith has to be disciplined faith. We saw that in our last study, that it was disciplined faith. And then, first, it was daring faith, and it had to be obedient faith. But in our last study, we looked there at the faith that had to be disciplined. Where does a saint learn disciplined faith? He learns it as a sinner coming to Christ. That's where you learn it. And if you've never learned to know how to shut your mouth, you're not saved. I don't care what your profession may be. Don't come out and tell me that you're saved when you've never learned to close your mouth. Know what it is just to be quiet. I know folks will, oh, pastor, brother so-and-so. Yes, that's all right. But they've never learned to shut their mouth. You tear up everything where you go. You tear it up. Now, you've got to tell everything that you've heard. Like the old fellow said, it may not be true, but I sure like to tell it. Isn't that grace? Isn't that a great statement? It may be true. It may not be true, but I sure like to tell it. And I told in our last study how this woman come to Pastor Shelton's office one morning and told him she wanted to do a little favor for him. And she asked him for a pair of scissors. She wanted to cut 6 inches off of his necktie. It's too long. And he gave him scissors, and she cut off 6 inches off the end of his necktie and gave them back to him. He said, okay. Now stick out your tongue. I want to cut about 6 inches off of your tongue. You got a damnable gossiping tongue. Now, my friend, that's a true story. It is. Listen, folks have just got to tell everything. Sometimes their language becomes a little smutty, and God doesn't like it. It shows there's an unsaved heart there. And faith has to be disciplined to know when to shut your mouth, when to keep it shut, and then when to speak. And Joshua said, now, don't y'all say a word. Don't say one word. Now, that was a testing of their faith. Marching around, not one word. They wasn't complaining. They wasn't wonder what's going to happen. What do you think the Lord's going to do? No, sir. Nothing like that. No. Listen, they murmured and complained all the while in the wilderness there. But the Lord shut their mouth over there, and they didn't complain about anything. They couldn't complain. And, well, let's look now. Then there comes the patience of faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. They didn't fall down the first day that Israel marched around. No, not the second day, not the first day, not those same, not the third day. It was not until they had journeyed about all of those times that the Lord had told them. Actually, it was 13 times. 6 days they went around once, and then on the seventh day. So that made 13 times that the power of God was displayed. And why? You may ask. To test their patience. Just to test their patience. Some of y'all answer that phone. Left the phone on in my studio. But listen, they believed, and obedience was to prove whether they really believed in the Lord God of hosts. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. That's Luke 18:11. Now, let's not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's Galatians 6:9. Now, there's that daring of our faith. There's a discipline of our faith. There's a courage of our faith. There's a patience of our faith. There's the endurance of our faith. And then there's the anticipation of our faith. And anticipation. Now, I want you to get this. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Go there and read Joshua 6:20 if you'd like to get a better description of that. And my friend, listen now, you get this. Observe that the people shouted before the wall fell down. It was faith expecting the victory. It was faith expecting the victory. And there it was, by faith. The wall didn't fall until they shouted. There was the anticipation. There was the expectation. All right, let me call your attention to this. You hear this morning? You hear who hear me this morning? Some of you tell me you want to be saved. And I believe you do. Do you live with the expectation that God's going to save you? Do you do that? Oh, my friend. If someone said, a young preacher went to see his old pastor, and he said, you know, pastor, nobody getting saved under my ministry. He said, well, do you expect the Lord to save them? He said, well, you know, I haven't been expecting them, pastor. But that's why he wasn't being saved. You got, listen now, you don't expect the Lord to save you. You never get saved. No, sir. You'll never get saved if you don't expect him. Now, the people shouted before the wall fell down because they were expecting the victory. The walls didn't fall until they shouted. Now, let me call your attention. It never crossed my mind that the Lord was not going to save me. Oh, I know that I lived in doubts and fears much, but it never crossed my mind that the Lord wasn't going to save me. There came that anticipation that God was going to save me. And I know that it's discouraging sometimes. I know that. But listen, the Lord will save you. The Lord will save you. Here he is, God said in his word, sure, I've staked my destiny on it. And I often do. And then when he tests you from this angle or that angle, calling on you to endure with patience or to be obedient no matter where he puts his finger, then you're in a position, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, there comes a whisper in your heart. Old Satan, always ready to cause you anxiety and all of those things. That's surely it is. But listen, And the sinner takes the blame. He knows that he should have been sent to hell. I recognize that I ought to have gone there. But then I say, didn't Christ die for sinners? I tell my folks here who want to be saved, did you know Christ died for sinners? Did it ever dawn on you that Christ died for sinners? He says he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He did. Listen, you can't answer that. He died for sinners. You can't, listen, God won't go back on his word. Satan can't come back at you. You tell Satan to go to hell. That's where he's going anyhow. Tell Satan. Old Satan will say, he didn't die for you. But the scripture says he did. Listen, and one of the great truths that every sinner is embedded in his heart is that Christ died for sinners. He died for sinners. I keep repeating that on purpose. He died for sinners. And I'm going to ask him to save me. That's what the awakened sinner says day in and day out. I'm gonna, as a fellow said, I'm gonna hang in there till he saves me. That's what you call determination, my friend. I know. Listen, that thing about you're not in earnest. You're just not in earnest. You're not putting that thing first and foremost in your life. But listen, you just don't believe the Lord's gonna do it. But brother, I came to believe so strongly that the Lord was gonna save me, and listen. I wouldn't miss a service. I wouldn't miss a broadcast. I wanted to be there because I knew one night, one day, the Holy Spirit would come by, and that's when he would save me. I would go there looking, Lord, is it today? Lord, is it tonight? Lord, show me. Show me my heart. And all of those things. That's a continual thing in an awakened sinner. Well, I just tell you, my friend, we have to look to the Lord day in and day out. And I praise the Lord that he saved old sinner like the old trailblazer. I can't get over it. No, I can't get over it that he saved old sinner like me. And I tell you, it's a great thing to know the Lord. Nothing like it, my friend. And surely heartaches come, trials and trouble. I tell you all the time, it's not a bed of roses. Salvation's not a bed of roses. No, sir, because we stay in the valley a lot more than we stay on top of the mountain. I'll just tell you that to start out with, because some folks think it's just a utopia. We're floating around on the cloud. No, sir. As long as the Lord leads us here, there are going to come times of trial and tribulation and heartache, and we just got to endure. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end. You know what he does? He gives us faith. He gives us the faith to endure. So I want to tell you this morning at this time, it's been good to have been with you, and the old trailblazer is always happy to hear from you. Let me hear from you. Will you do that? Remember, my mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And I appreciate you listening. Some of my equipment's been kind of messing up a little bit here in the office this morning, but you pray for me. Will you do that? And ask the Lord for the Old Trailblazer, and help me with the broadcast if you can. Goodbye, and God bless you.